think about a man that came to me, a contractor, and this contractor came in. And of course, you know, his wife was a Christian. She went to church. She loved God. But her husband, you know, honey, would you go to church with me? I don't need to go to church, you know. I mean, all them preachers down there, they just want your money, you know. I ain't going to that church, you know. That's what he thought. So when I met him, I talked to him one day, and his name was Larry. And I said, are you a Christian? Well, no. He said, my wife is. She goes to church, but I don't go. I said, what a shame. What do you mean, what a shame? I said, you know that you've missed all the power of God? I mean, you've missed everything that's available. Plus, when you die, you get to go to hell. He says, I mean, I don't believe in hell. I said, no matter whether you believe in it or not, there is a hell. And you go it. You know, I said, that's the way life is. I said, but you know, really, you've really been cheated out of all the wonderful things Jesus promised to every believer on this earth. He said, like what? I said, everything's ours. Everything. I said, I can pray in faith for anything. God will give it to me. He said, Thurman, you don't mean, I don't believe that. I said, well, that's why it don't work for you. You don't believe it. I said, I do believe it. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, when people get sick, I pray for them all the time, and I see them get set free. Well, I mean, you know, he'd go to lunch with me and give me a price to do some paint work. He was a painting contractor. But when we had lunch, you know, he was always very uneasy because I always preached to him all during lunch, you know. You get a captive audience, you know. Praise God. So, but see, that's what God called you and me to do. I mean, you wait to preach to people who come to church, you're going to miss most of them because they ain't coming to church. But you and me go out in the world. That's when we preach to the world. That's what God sent us to do. But anyway, I told him about the healing power of Jesus and all these things. Nah, I don't believe that stuff, Thurman. But one day I called him. I said, you know, I'll be looking for you to be here at 7 o'clock in the morning to do that paint job. Oh, he said, Thurman, I'm glad you called tonight. He said, but I can't be there. He said, I've twisted my right knee tonight, and that thing swelled up twice its size. My wife had to take a pair of scissors and rip my britches leg. He said, my knee is killing me. I said, could I pray for you? He says, I was hoping you would ask. Now, see, God's fixing to get his attention. So I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, you said anything I ask you. Now, I know he don't have no faith, so I can't use the two of us agree. I know he ain't going to believe. He's trying, but he can't believe because he ain't got no word in him, see. So I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, you said in John 14:13, anything I ask you in Jesus' name, you'll do for me. I said, Father, this man, he's an unbeliever. He don't know who you are. So I'm standing in a gap for him, Lord. And I'm asking you to be merciful to him, forgive his sins, and I'm asking you to heal this brother in Jesus' name. I said, thank you. I said, Larry, call me. I said, I'll see you in the morning, 7 o'clock. And I hung up the phone. The next morning, 7 o'clock, Larry walked in. He walked up to my office door, looked in. And I said, come on in. So he opened the door and went in and he did this. He walked in a little further and he shook. He said, I ain't never seen nothing like this in my life. I said, what happened? He said, last night, I was sitting there with my knee twice its size. And you prayed that prayer for me. And the minute you hung that phone up, I began to feel a tingling in my knee. And I sit right there, and in the next couple of minutes, watch my knee go from twice its size to normal without a single pain. He said, I ain't never seen nothing like this. I said, see, that's what I told you was available if you make Jesus Lord of your life. I said, he'll do anything for us. He said, well, it's obvious I don't know him. I said, well, you need to know him. And so I got the privilege to lead the man into the kingdom. You know, we got him saved. I've already got him healed first. Now I got him saved. And then a few months later, I mean, I said, now you got to go to church. When you come into the kingdom, you have to obey the king. And the king told you to go to church. He told you to tithe. He told you to walk in love. He said, well, my wife tithes for us. She said, you've been doing that for a long time. I said, well, praise God for a good woman. I said, obviously, you got a good one. I didn't know her. Had never met her. But anyway, a couple, 2 or 3 months, whatever it was, goes by. And I called him to do a job, and he said, Thurman, I can't do it. I can't do it. I said, what do you mean? He said, I got a problem. I said, well, what's your problem? I'll pray for it. He said, I can't tell you. I said, look, if you don't tell me, I can't pray for it. He said, Thurman, I'm ashamed to tell you what it is. I said, what is it? And just like she said a while ago, it's kind of embarrassing. He finally told me, said, I got hemorrhoids. I said, it's no big deal with God. You know, it's just something that happens to you. Not a big deal. I said, no. I said, so you've been in some kind of sin. I said, where are you? And he told me. I said, I'm going to drive over there. I drove over there, and they were having some kind of a meeting with some other contractors. And I said, did you get any kind of unforgiveness or anything lately with these guys? He said, man, it's impossible to work with a bunch of contractors and not get into unforgiveness. I said, that's the problem. I said, repent. You're now a child of God. God holds you accountable. I said, repent, tell God you're sorry, and forgive every one of those guys. Okay, Lord. He said, I don't know what Thurman said, but it's so important that I walk in unforgiveness or in forgiveness. I don't know what this is all about. He said, Lord, I forgive them critters. I said, and he'll, you know, it's amazing what contractors talk like, you know. So anyway, he forgave them. I said, okay, now I'm going to lay my hands on you. I'm going to rebuke that sickness, command it to go away. And I said, tomorrow you come to over there and do that other job for me. And that next morning he come in. He said, you know, this is the most awesome thing I've ever seen. He said, right after you prayed for me, all my bleeding stopped. He said, I'd already had them things lanced, I think, 3 times, he said. He said, the doctor said, if I had to come back, they'd have to do surgery on me. He said, but today, they're gone. He said, I am healed. And I said, praise God. That's what's available. Well, I don't know, 2 or 3 or 4 years later, I finally met his wife. Oh, he was married to a beautiful woman. I mean, she was a precious daughter. I mean, when I saw her, Larry said, this is Thurman Scrivener. Oh, Thurman Scrivener. She ran over and grabbed me and hugged me. And I thought, whoa, what did I deserve this kind of a hug for? She said, I'm so glad you met my husband. She said, you have no idea the difference has been being married to him since you led him to Jesus than it was living with him before. She said, used to, we'd be driving down the road and somebody had cut us off, or we'd be driving along or talking, he's not paying attention, and somebody would whip around in front of him and nearly hit our front bumper, maybe throw him a sign he didn't like or something like that. And he said, the race was on. She said, you have no idea how many times he'd run 80 or 90 miles an hour trying to run some guy off the road. I'm thinking, he's going to kill me. And she said, ever since he got saved, when they come around him, no matter what they do, he just says, Lord, bless them in Jesus' name. They just keep right on driving the speed limit. She said, you have really blessed my life. Well, that's what all of us are supposed to be doing as children of God. We're supposed to be blessing other people with the kingdom of God. We got to realize that you're going to go through trials and tribulation in your life, and much tribulation is going to come upon you. So get used to it. It's a way of life. When sickness and disease comes upon you, that's another way of your trials and tests. Usually when sickness and disease comes upon you, usually it's because you sinned. Not always, but usually. And I'm going to show you, and I'm going to take you to Job 33:19, and I want you to see in the NLT, when Cheryl got revelation on this, it was in the wee hours of the morning. She was sitting in the bathroom reading and couldn't sleep that night. And when she got this, I mean, this, she said, honey, do you know this is in God's Word? I said, and she read it to me. I said, sure. It said, God, and the word says, or God. Now, in the NLT, he's just been talking about God speaks to his people again and again. Do you know that somebody may come up to you and say, you know, have you been to church lately? Well, no, I got crossways with a brother down there about a year ago. I ain't been back to that church since. Or I don't like that pastor up there. He's a hell, fire, and brimstone preacher, and I don't like the way he preaches, so I ain't going. Well, now, that's not a very good excuse. The king told you to go. You know that? If you don't like the pastor where you're going, find you another one. But be in church somewhere all the time. God tells you again and again what you're supposed to do. And you know what people don't do? They don't heed the warnings. So he gives them dreams and visions. And they have many dreams and visions, and they don't heed the dreams and visions. And after they don't do that, then it says this is what he does. After he gives you, talks to you, and he gives you dreams and visions, and you still don't obey him, then it says God disciplines people with sickness and pain, with ceaseless aching in their bones. Now, do you want to go that far with God? Do you know people go that far all the time? They have no idea that their sin is what's doing this. God told you in His Word what to do. And if you don't do it, this is the point you're going to eventually come to. Now, the other day, I had a man that come to me. This just happened just very recently. And there was a man that came to me, and he said, Thurman, would you go with me to the hospital in Denton to pray for a friend of mine? I said, what's wrong with him? He said, he's been comatose for about 6 weeks. The doctor said he ain't going to make it. He's going to die. I said, okay. I said, do you know him pretty well? He said, yeah. Okay, so we got together, and he drove me up to Denton on the way up there. I said, tell me about your friend. I said, is he a Christian? He said, well, he says he is. I know a lot of people that say they're Christians, don't you? I know a lot of them. And I said, was he going to church? No, he wasn't going to church. I said, well, if he wasn't going to church, he probably wasn't doing a lot of things God told him to do. I said, tell me what sin you think he might be involved in. He said, well, one thing, him and his wife got crossways, and he left his wife, or she left him or whatever, and they hadn't been living together. And then he run into one of his old girlfriends, and I know he's been getting pretty thick with her. Oh. Now this guy's 55, 60 years old, and he got to where he couldn't get along with his wife. What happens when a man gets to where he can't get along with his wife? Both of them are out of church. They are not reading the Word of God. They do not understand the much tribulation that they're going through. Now then, if there is a woman in here that's married that has never had much tribulation with your husband, I'd like for you to stand up right quick and say, I ain't never had no problem with my husband. Hey, none of y'all just jumping up there. There's a man over there trying to get his wife to stand up, and she ain't going to stand up. But I could say it the other way, too. I mean, God told us husbands to love our wives like He loved the church. Hello? Oh, my goodness gracious. Now then, I mean, I don't know. I mean, some of you guys might say, okay, all you guys that have loved your wife like God loves the church, stand up. Some of you guys might stand up and the wife say, what are you standing up for? Because we are made different and we have lots of tribulation just within a married family, right? I mean, it happens. You ain't never going to find one that don't, because you're going to go through life with many tribulations. Is that right? How many of you have never had a tribulation in your life? Is there anybody in here? No, I didn't think so.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.